The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm glad to be here. And I got a little voicey thing tonight, so have to bear with me. There's a lot of things going on in the cosmos. And the biggest thing is if you can get enough light to get above it. And so there's a real wonderful spiritual gift I got this week in the energy clearing. This was a really important spiritual gift. And it was a gift of a ball of white light. How many times have we gotten gifts of white light? A lot of times. This is a different ball of white light. And so it's really, really important. Really, really special. And so imagine yourself getting this big ball of white light. Just imagine that right now. There we go. Perfect. Awesome. There you go. And just imagine this ball of white light, and it just goes through your body. And this comes from a source energy, so it's really powerful. And you're going to also get a gift of God consciousness, which is it looks like the head of God. And so this is like a really cool gift. And so you just ask God, may I have the gift of your consciousness, God? And there you go. And you get this head of God. There it goes. Now it moved into your body. Now you notice your hands got warm. There we go. Perfect, perfect. I want to answer a lot of questions tonight. So if you guys have questions, just bombard us with them. And we're going to run through a lot of questions. And so, and if you notice this week, it's kind of a bipolar consciousness where you'll have super high, super low, super good, super bad. And it works like that. And people are on the yo-yo, sort of like that. And so there's a lot of yo-yo energy. Anyway. And so I'll try to get through all this and help you guys as much as I can. I feel totally great, except my throat is scratchy. It only happened a little bit before the show. There we go. Perfect. There we go. Now I'm looking at your energy. Y'all looking good. There we go. Michelle, how are you?
Hi, Gary. Hello, everybody.
Hey, girl. What you doing?
Hi. Oh, I'm just waiting to help you answer questions.
Oh, good. And
I just came from a birthday party.
Oh, good. You always at a birthday party.
Yep. Big families.
Yeah, that's
it was
good.
Elijah's first birthday.
Oh, wow. Oh,
yeah,
that's
it. Was at the Four Queens Hotel for his first birthday.
That's crazy. That's exciting. Most people don't have that for your first birthday.
I know.
It's good. It's awesome. And so I am looking around you guys. There we go. There we are. Judy, how are you? She there?
I had to unmute. I was going through pictures. I'm good. Good.
Good.
It snowed today. Pretty. A pretty snow.
You're back in Minneapolis. You were hanging for a minute, and now you're back in Minneapolis. And
yep. So made it back on in between all the plane crashes. They told me all about plane crashes when I got back. I was like,
wow. In Minneapolis? Where? I didn't hear.
Minneapolis, Alaska. Lots going on in the air.
That's true. Wow. Yeah.
So crazy. Made it in between all that.
Good.
Glad you arrived safely.
Yeah, yeah. Me too.
How are you doing, Gary?
Good. Really good. Really good. So my throat's scratchy. Outside of that, I'm eating cough drops. Anyway, but outside of that, doing good. Everything's good.
Am I still with you, Dean?
I'm still here.
I think, I think he's in the library. Where are you at, Dino? You there?
I'm in the library. I'm in God's library.
Oh, good.
I'm trying to absorb the knowledge of all the spiritual gifts in this library.
How's it going?
Out there too.
I think that's like running a race with Wally.
Yeah, I'm not going to win either one.
Yeah, I think God's just like Wally. God's like, bring it. You got it. Bring it. Let's talk to Wally. Wally, what you doing?
Since you brought him up. Hey, Wally.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes. I can. I got your cookies. I got your cookie. Thank you.
Oh, did you? Oh.
Yeah.
I had to send you something special, I thought.
Oh.
Everything you do for us, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so much. That was great. So, Good. That was great. I had the best. It was the best cookie candy. And then, you know, Dean had sworn off of sugar earlier that day. Uh-huh. And again, you messed him up.
Oh, God. It's all your fault. It's all your fault. I'm not training for this marathon.
Those are called turtles.
Wow. So how delicious. Oh, my God. It was great. Yeah. It was really good.
Yeah. I do have a question.
All right.
This week, I have been totally beaten up. I don't know, black energy, demons. I've been clearing myself, but I need your help. I just.
Okay. All right. Here's what you got going. Okay. Ask God for the sword to clear your energy with.
God, please give me the sword to clear my energy with, please.
Okay. He gave you a big giant sword of Michael. It's got a little crook at the top. There you go. Grab it. Okay. Now go around way out there. You're going, go out as far as you can go. You're actually beyond the Milky Way galaxy. And you're cracking this layer of darkness off of this beautiful white light ball of light that was around yourself. And so now clear that. There you go. Now see, you feel slightly warm. See? Mm-hmm. There.
I do. Yes.
Yeah. That's where the darkness was. The darkness was bizarrely not on you, not on your physical body, not on your house, not on your planet Earth, way out in the cosmos. And so these energies that are affecting everybody in super negative ways are off the planet. Make some people go wacko crazy, make some people, you know, just end up in crazy, you know, just more, it's more bizarre than you can think situations and very negative. And so these are the energies that are attacking everybody. So it's almost like you can't believe your eyes. And so, so that's what's going on. So that's the reason you felt so yucky.
I have.
Yeah. And so now then notice how you feel now. See?
Yeah, my head is quiet for once.
Yeah. Okay. You'll be okay, but that's it. You got to just ask God for the gift to clear your energy now.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the key thing is now, because there's so many different dark energies that's attacking us that it's really hard to keep up with and just say, you know, use a gift that you're used to using. And because a lot of times it is way out in the cosmos and you have to clear it way out there first, and then you'll end up getting yourself clear here on the planet Earth. And so
I've been trying to clear myself and the house and everything, but
it wasn't working.
No,
it wasn't. Yeah, because it was bigger than you and bigger than your house. That's it.
Yep.
Now you got it. Okay, go back out just for fun and clear it again.
Way up there. Okay.
Yeah, see? Worked quick that time.
Okay.
Amazing. So the lights came on just like that, right?
Yep, right. So it's the sword of Michael I have to ask for.
Well, that's the one you give you know, so you ask for the gift that you need now. Okay. So may it be the sword of Michael next time? I don't know. I don't know when now is. In other words, like there's a lot of different things going on. So you ask God for the spiritual gift of what you need now.
Okay.
And then when you do that, you'll be able to nail it. And so there you go. Yeah. Good.
Well, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be 79. So I think that Dean will beat me if we race together. So
you think at 79 he could possibly win?
He could possibly beat me.
I doubt it seriously. When did you say what day is your birthday?
The 27th of February.
All right. Well, happy birthday, and I would like to go see the race.
Happy birthday.
You're welcome. So thank you. I feel a lot better.
Good. Good, good, good. I see, you know, and it's really interesting because I see the people around you, your family. Mm-hmm. I see the dark energy melting off of them as well.
Okay.
So this dark energy is very encompassing that was around you, and it's been around a lot of people. And so and so it just makes things go wacko. So there you are. Okay. You'll feel a lot better, okay?
Yeah. Well, by the way, my great nephew, they gave him yesterday a glass of water and some juice. They're testing to see if there was a leak where they reconnected the small intestine. And so far there was no leak. So that's a good sign.
Good. Yeah. Good. He's hanging in there. Good luck. Right. All right. Thank you, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Molly. Happy birthday.
Yep. Yeah. I got warm.
Yeah.
Warm, my friend. Clear Wally. Heal him up. And so who are we talking to, Michelle?
Ooh, I have a whole list for you. Okay. I'm going to go to Natalie Squire. Boy, did she have a day today. Let's have her share. Hey, Natalie. Hey. Thanks for sharing. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm sure others are worse than I am. But yeah, today was a shit of a day for sure.
People are going through that for sure.
Yeah, that's why I feel like I can't complain. But today personally was pretty bad. So the first thing I wanted to, I have three things. I hope that's okay, Gary.
Yeah,
I'll go quick. The first one is my friend Pete. He has been fighting cancer kind of all over his body for about a year and a half. And he was in a very bad state. He had great results with his treatment. He has a couple of spots now on his stomach again, and so he's still fighting it. I guess I just would love to know if there is, if you see something positive for him. You know, I try to meditate on him sometimes, but I don't know that I'm all powerful that way.
Well, I think we're all as powerful as our gifts, as much as we believe in our gifts. Yes. I want you to ask God for the blue flame. Ask God for the gift of blue.
God, please give me the gift of the blue flame.
Okay. Imagine this blue flame burning through his body. There you go. Now your sinus is open, see?
Sorry.
There we go. Well, if you're crying, that's a good thing, because when you can't heal something without a tear. And so that's a positive thing. And so what happens, sometimes you have to use the gifts of light. Most of the time, you know, a spiritual gift from God is a gift of light, you know, from light. Sometimes you use a spiritual gift of fire. Interesting. Depending on what you're fighting with, right? And so they gave you a spiritual gift of the blue flame, which is a Saint Germain Christ energy, and it burns the hottest. And so that was really good. Let's see what happens. Okay.
I will continue to think about that for him. Yeah. Thank you. I also have a person I knew who passed away suddenly. She was too young to die, but in her 60s. And today was her memorial. I wasn't able to attend because of some crap that happened. Her name is Dana. And I just want to know if she's in a happy place.
She's very happy, and she does a dance like she's silly. That's her, right?
Yes, that's totally her.
Yeah.
She was a bright light. She was a wonderful person. And okay, that makes me happy. Yeah. And today I was robbed.
Good Lord. Yeah, crazy stuff like that.
Crazy energy, that's for sure. I DoorDash on the side and I was robbed. I accidentally did not lock my car as I thought I did. And this person who was also a delivery person came into my car, grabbed the bag that was in the glove compartment, drove away. And so I took all the precautions after that, you know, called the banks, closed the disc, blah, blah, blah. I need to renew my driver's license, my green card, my social security card was stolen. I mean, like, it's kind of a shit show. But I guess my question to you is, is there anything I forgot? Is this going to all resolve itself? I don't want to
I hear it is now. So yes, I hear it is now.
Good.
And when I look at it, you want to, around your car, it almost looks like something out of a monster show. I see these demons that are kind of like this around your car, you know.
Oh.
And so you want to ask God for the sword to clear those with.
God, give me the sword I need to clear my car.
Right. Okay, there you go. Clear away. Beat the demons off your car. There, you got it finally. There you go. Now you got hot inside. Feel that?
I'm all sweaty.
Okay, good. Okay, many times these demons like this are running rampant on the planet, and they make all these people do these crazy things that are, you know, crazy things. And so there you go. So there you get it. You cleared it. It's perfect. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate you.
Hey, appreciate you. Who we got, girl?
Michelle, are you there?
Sorry, I didn't realize I was muted. I'm so sorry. Yes, Gary, I do have Edwina next. Edwina, she has an emergency. Go ahead and unmute Edwina. Let me go ahead and spotlight you.
Hey, guys. Hi, everybody. How are you? Good. Good to see everybody. Hey.
Hey, my girl. What up?
Hey, Gary. Good to see you. Looking good. Blessings.
Thank you. Thank you.
So my brother is in ICU. He has like blood clots everywhere. I don't, you know, it's a lot going on. Anything you can do to help him.
Did they change his medication today? Or do you know?
Well, he, I'm not really sure because Miss Cousin called me out of town and it's crazy. It's a lot. He got blood clots everywhere. And well, they put him in. He's on some pretty bad drugs from what his cousin is saying. We find it hard to keep in touch with him and finally hear from him, and it's pretty bad. He has an infection that's all over his body. Like, it's pretty bad.
Well, here's what I see. I see him giving him a new drug that he responds to. The fact that he's in the hospital, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
And so I just see him giving him a drug that he will respond to that is a, you know, real serious antibiotic that he needs. And I see him coming through this if he just goes along, as long as he stays in there. Is he the kind that will get up and leave the hospital?
Well, I don't think he would now because as sick as he is, but, you know, when he get out, if he's going to be right back, like the drugs is what I'm more worried about him because going right back to, you know, because that's why he's there in the first place. He won't take care of himself.
Okay, there we go. Well, with being, he's like on drugs, right? And so.
His cousin told me it's pretty bad.
Yeah. And so with that, that's a reason why he would just get up and leave to go get more drugs. As long as they can keep him restrained, sedated, whatever, and keep on pouring the antibiotics into him, he'll be fine, is what I say. But if he gets But if he gets up and leaves, he'll probably die. And so.
Oh, my God.
So that's really where he is. Okay. And so. But I cleared what was there. Notice how extreme the problems are tonight. Crazy, right?
So crazy.
Welcome to everybody's week, you know. And so there you go.
It's been a crazy week, Gary. Everything.
And now
the last 2 months.
Yeah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to imagine yourself, and it's like a layer cake of energy. And everybody, all you guys have this. If you imagine above your head, imagine where Edwina is. And now I want you to, God's unlocking your handcuffs. Unlock those. Let him do it. There we go. God just took your handcuffs off you. Okay, now then just go higher. Go up higher, higher. Float yourself higher. There we go. Now you floated into that white light. See how white it got? How light the back of your neck got? Your head is warm. Your hands are warm. Face is warm. See all that going on? See? Feel that? Okay. Yeah, you floated out of your darkness. This dark energy that's beating everybody up, you can actually float up out of it. And so you just imagine yourself, if you imagine a layer cake, and you may be down in some of the dark layers, which are lower down, and you want to imagine yourself floating up through these layers of light and into this bright light energy. And so there you go. Yeah. So there you are. Now
thanks
you're there.
Gary.
Yeah. See, you feel good now. See, there you go.
I feel better. Yes. Oh.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much.
Good luck, honey. Good luck. Good luck. Good luck. Here we go.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, wow. That was great, Gary. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. Next one is Janine Diaz. Janine Diaz, let me go ahead and spotlight you. And Janine, can you please let us know where you're calling from?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl.
Where are you calling
from? How are you?
I am calling from Miami.
Oh, well, nice.
Thank you for being with us.
I appreciate and thank you for your time, Gary.
You're welcome. As always, you're welcome. And what's your question? What's going on?
So it's hard for me to talk. I am here for my son. He is 10 years old. His name is Jacob, and he is he's autistic and nonverbal.
Okay.
And being his mother, I have a lot of confidence on what I believe he needs and what to do for him, but there's a lot of weight that I feel to help heal him and make sure he's okay. And I just need
I got to do this really fast. Okay.
I need some guidance for him.
Okay. I'm going to just do it fast. All right. Because if I don't, it'll get away from me. I can see it. He has a dark energy around him. It looks like black volcanic rock. I just cracked it off of him. He has a little bit of light in his body, but frankly, not much. And I'm cracking another layer and another layer and another layer. Make that about 200 layers up in the big cosmos. Finally got to his biggest higher self, and it's super big and super bright. His God self is gigantic. And so I'm asking God to give him his God self inside of his physical body. I just did this recently with a kid, and I'll show you a video of this, okay? A little nonverbal kid. I think maybe he was only 3 or 4, but his name is Fonzie. And his grandfather called in on the radio show, and I cleared him, and I said, also check his hearing. And then a couple of weeks later, he sent me this video. And so, but he was nonverbal. But I just now got all this light in your kid. Tell me your kid's name.
Jacob.
There we go. Now he lit up. There we go. See how your sinus is open right then? There you go. Feel that? Feel how your face is warm? You feel warm all over? There we go. Now he got his big God self in him. And so I'm talking to his big God self. I said, hello. And he's looking around because he hears it in his head now and in his ears for the first time. And so he's hearing me speak to him. Now he'll be able to hear you speak when you speak. Okay. And he has his big God self in him. Let me show you this little kid, Fonzie. Can you guys show me that tape that I have? That somebody just, they sent it to me on their phone. The grandfather called in to the radio show. In the last week or two. So here we go. Can you turn the volume up?
Well, we can't hear the volume, so no, it's... Yeah, you have to unmute. There you go. Well, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not playing tonight. I mean, it's playing, but you can't hear it.
Maybe run the volume back and see.
Where's your IT wife to notes that fixed it last time?
How about there?
Go.
E B G C E R T E A S I C.
It's a couple of weeks later.
E Q O R. Q O B, not double L, X, Y, O, C, no lie, no lie, A, B, D, not time.
Won't you sing with me?
Yay!
There we go.
I will say the best gift is to hear your child speak.
Isn't it? Yeah, they were freaked. They were freaked. And so it'll come to you usually pretty fast. Sure hope it's that way with yours, because I see your kid hearing everything. I'm tapping into your child with his big God spirit around him and in him, and he can actually hear me talking. And so usually they'll kick right in. Now your hands got warm, so you felt that when I said it. That just means it's the truth. There we go. All right. Yeah. See, the thing is, see, they're not inside their body. And once you get them inside their body, like this little boy, see, he couldn't speak. He was nonverbal totally. And now look at him, you know, it was a couple of weeks later, and there you are. So I've seen hundreds of these things happen, you know. And they happen a certain way, and it just has to do with getting their spirit.
I know the information is there. He's been spelling since he was 3.
Yeah, they're smart. You know, they got
there's no lack of intelligence, that's for sure. It's just hard for them to express it.
Yeah. Well, let's see what he does now. Okay, and let us know. Let us know though. Let me know. Okay.
I will definitely.
All right. My favorite thing to do is what I just did.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
Welcome. You're
Bye.
Welcome. I see him going really bright, really bright. That's nice.
Oh, cool. That was really good, Gary. And I love how you had that clip. How perfect.
Yeah, that was cool, huh?
Yeah.
That's really cool. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. We've got Gail Greenwood. She wants to talk to her mom.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Gail, how are you doing?
Hi, everybody.
Where are you calling from today?
Rochester, Minnesota.
How's the weather there?
Well, we had snow, but we only had a couple inches.
Okay.
Yep.
Stay warm.
It's nice.
Your mom's making jokes. She says she can breathe easy. And she also shows me, and she looks young. Okay. So she's really, really young. She's big smiles, happy. Hears you when you talk to her, she says. And she says she thinks you can hear her when she talks to you. So I don't know if you've been picking up on stuff, but she's talking to you, she says. Have you felt her, heard her, seen her?
No.
Okay. Well, she's
my brother heard his name being said.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, she seems to think you're able to hear her now, so she's able to talk, and she's having a fun time in her heaven. Her heaven's a really bright place, you know. And I smell. I'm trying to figure out what I smell cooking. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's roast beef or something, but I smell it, you know. I smell like it smells good. What?
Hot roast and the slow.
Yeah, like cooker. That. Yeah, yeah, that thing. Yeah, it's beef. Put it in one of those cooker thingies. Yeah, yeah. She used to make that. That was her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Okay. Oh, that's what that's what she's cooking up right now. That's fun. You know? She says she loves you. She's good.
Good. So she isn't upset that I didn't get her up there sooner.
She's laughing. She says she's happy.
Good.
Yeah, she's good. She's all good now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I remember much better last time. She was a little lost. Now she's in the space. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, it takes a minute sometimes to go through transition when you first get to heaven. And so it took her a minute, but now she's doing good. Good luck, honey. Good luck. Big kiss.
Tell her to give my son and everybody hugs and kisses for me.
She heard you. She heard you. And I see a warm blanket. I see this really fuzzy blanket, you know. Yeah. Do you have a blanket like that that's hers or something that's symbolic?
She always was covering up with it in her chair.
Oh, okay. Anyway, well, she's got it with her. There we are. There we are. All right, honey. Good luck, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Stay warm.
That's sweet.
Awesome.
Yeah. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Jamie. Jamie, hello. Thank you. And please let us know where you're calling from.
Wisconsin.
Hi. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
What's your question, honey?
My son's girlfriend was in a bad situation on Monday, and she has since moved in with us. And I was looking to see if you could maybe...
Oh, she got muted. You have to unmute again. Oh, there you are.
All right. Jamie, here. All right. Unmute. There you go.
Okay. Do you want me to start over?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Girlfriend, she was in a bad situation.
Yeah. So she, with her family, and so she's moved in with us.
Yeah.
And I just want you to clear her and just help my husband and I guide her in what we need to do to help her have a better living situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she comes and goes. Like, she'll be good one minute, and then the next minute she's crazy, right? Yeah, all right, I'm just clearing that. There we are. Better. I think you'll find she'll start to act a lot better now. You know.
Okay.
She was backwards in her body. She had most of the time people would call it multiple personality disorder, you know?
Okay.
She had more than one of her in her body. And so, and so now she just got one of her in there. So there we go.
Okay. It wasn't a very safe situation. And I don't know if it was their, like, the parents' issue or her issue.
I heard yes.
She doesn't have her both.
Yeah.
She doesn't drive, so I'm going to be putting her through driver's ed. And I just want to make sure that that all goes good and that she will, I want her to be a successful adult. And I just want to make sure that, you know, we're able to do that for her.
Good luck. Okay.
And so, what does that mean?
Well, that means, how old is she?
19.
So she's had 19 years of training, and you're going to expect to fix this in a week or two? I mean,
not a week or two. I just want to help guide her.
You can help, you know, okay. But this is like, I remember years ago, I was going to rehabilitate my family. I thought, you know, I got all the answers here. I'm this guy who knows stuff. I can, you know, afford to help them. Good Lord. It was impossible. You know, mm-hmm. I could not, you know, and all I had an old mama and I had an old dad and I had an old sister. And they were all older. My sister's 10 years older than me. They've all passed away now. But I was like having, you know, trying to get them to where they would all just, you know, kind of stand up and act right at the same time. Good Lord. It was really like herding cats.
Okay.
You know, and so I think working with
her. I just want to be a good influence. And I'm
sure you do, but don't expect too much too quick. Don't expect too much too quick.
Well, yeah.
Okay. All right. There we are. That's what I needed to tell you.
That's all I had.
All right. All right. Good luck, honey. Good luck. There we are.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go herd some cats. Rick said go. You guys ever tried to herd a cat? You can't even herd. You can't herd one cat, much less cats. Anyway, good luck. Anyway, who are we talking to?
I'm loving the do, by the way, Gary. You look all.
Oh, thank you.
The haircut looks great.
Oh, thank you.
I mentioned it. Everybody's saying so in the chat too. So.
Oh, I'm all poofed. I'm poofy today.
Very nice. All right, great. I'm going to go ahead and spotlight Amanda. Hello, Amanda. Go ahead and unmute and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm calling from River Falls, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Wonderful. Thank you for being with us.
Yeah. What's your question, honey?
My dog took off, had a seizure, and she got spooked on December 30th. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to find her. And we're kind of at that point where we don't know if it's more of a recovery or if someone has her. And it's just been really a struggle because she's my emotional support animal.
Yeah.
And I've been really struggling.
Well, I'm so sorry, and I'm going to make you crazier. Look in the pound, in the dog pound. There's maybe three different dog pounds close to you.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you know about two of them, but maybe you don't know about the third. And so she's at animal that one of those places.
Okay.
But I see her, you know. Yeah. And so she's still around. She's still alive. And I do see her. And so that's what I see.
Yeah.
I found a lot of dogs. And so I think I found her, you know.
Yeah. She would be recognizable at a shelter. She's got a little personality, to say the least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think you'll find her if you look soon. You know, go dig. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Good luck, Megan.
Yeah, good luck.
Sorry, I didn't mean to call you Megan. Thank you, Amanda. Okay. All right, Gary, I've got Alice Smith next. And of course, Alice is from Vegas. Wait,
Gary.
Hi, my girl. Big kiss.
You. Yes, I love your hair too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, I know we got to go quick, but I'm still struggling with the office of Joe and dealing with the attorneys. We are meeting on Wednesday and trying to get a price and to put the property on the market. The only thing is they want a lot of opinions of different realtors. I do have a very good realtor that is willing to put the house on the market, but he wants to interview other people. So I just want you to clear me and help me when I go in there to ask the right questions.
There we go. I think that you know, since you know, your deal is properties. That's what you do. You do real estate. And when you're talking to someone who is a basic idiot, you basically know it. So you're going to get really disgusted trying to deal with them because they say stuff that's, you know, kind of ignorant, right?
And
so you got to just be patient, walk in with more patience than normal. And if you do, I see you pushing through. You'll get the deal done if you do it that way. But if you go to your regular logic, like, oh, you know, I'm not going to put up with this because I'm smarter than this, you're going to mess it up. And so
I'm going to go in a better way.
You got to go and walk in with dig deep in mind.
Okay.
You know, and just
I'm getting different opinions, but I want one of the best in commercial. I can work with the
best. There you go. Yeah. And it's worth a few hundred thousand to you to do it. So there we are.
Exactly. You know,
why is it important? Well, I don't know. A few hundred thousand is important. It is. And so there you go. And so and if he says, because they're a little bit arrogant, right?
Exactly. You got it.
And so it's really hard for you because you're so kind, so loving, so fair, so all the good adjectives. And so you're so many of these things that it's really hard for you to deal with arrogance and ego. And they are just through the roof. So dig deep a little bit before you go in and you'll be able to get through it. That's what I see.
Thank you. Thank you. And just one more quick question is, my daughter got the broken ankle and she had a surgery. Now they're saying she needs 2 more surgery and she is having a hard time because they will be really tough surgery. And she's not working. She hasn't worked for 7 months. Yep. And it's just been hard on her and her husband and the kids. I'm helping them, but it's very difficult.
Well, you always help. And so, but here's the thing. I think that she has to do the surgery or she's not going to get better.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so it's really simple. So she's got to do it. There we are.
Okay. Thank you, Gary. Love you. I love you all. Thank you, Alice.
Love you.
Thank you for your help. Appreciate it. Hope to see you soon.
Yeah, me too. Love to see you soon. I just love her room.
I love her.
I want a new house. I want her to decorate it.
Oh my God, she's
amazing.
Yeah, that's good. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Marta Zlubowska. She's been very patient for the past 5 Zoom meetings. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, Miss Marta. And where are you calling from? Oh, sorry.
Thank you so much. I didn't mean to seem pressuring you, but I'm calling from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yippee. Oh,
everybody from Mississippi.
Thank you.
That's close to Dean's. That's close to Dean's neck of the woods.
Yeah.
Yep. I grew up in New Orleans.
In where?
New Orleans.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's about 3 hours from here. Yeah.
Yep.
And I'm also part of Global Information Network, so with Kevin Trudeau. So.
Oh, nice.
I've enjoyed you and him.
He had a birthday this week, right?
That's right. Thursday, yes.
Yeah, I wished him happy birthday. Yes. And so, what's your question?
Thank you so much for having me. My daughter, who's in her 20s, she has last few months has had some dizziness, like her head is not attached to her body. And she's just getting frustrated as to what we have not been able to figure out. We went to different people, and including some energy work and everything.
Well, part of her thing is spiritual. And see, many times you'll get dizzy as you become more spiritually gifted. See, as you get spiritually gifted, you'll get rid of the dark energies, which will turn a dimension loose as it was stuck. And when it starts to spiral the right way, you'll get all dizzy, you see. So she could just have a thought that would be a positive thought and she could get dizzy. She could have a thought it would be a negative thought and she could get dizzy. So part of it is indeed spiritual. And part of it is her thyroid. Okay. Hmm. And so have her check her thyroid. That's what I see. I see a little darkness here on her throat. And so how old is she?
She's 27.
Okay. Well, her thyroid looks a little goofy. And so check her thyroid. Okay. And so, but now I'm clearing with the dark energies. I can take care of that. And so I'm just clearing away all the things making her feel dizzy. There we are. There we go. And there we go. There it goes. You got a lot lighter headed. Feel that feeling?
Yes.
And your face got warm. Your hands got warm.
Very much.
Very warm. Yeah. And so she did too. And so she's going to feel good. And I got rid of what was making her feel dizzy for the most part, but check her thyroid. That's what I see.
Okay. Could you also clear me because I've been kind of emotionally attached to her?
Yeah. There we go. Yes,
very much.
Yeah. I'm sorry. There we are. Better. There we go. Now you feel like running a marathon. There we go.
Okay. All right.
Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, honey. Martha.
Good luck. I like her.
Awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin has the best people. I just love her. She's great. Right? Uh-huh.
So cool.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Joseph Hugh Dion. I think it's Joseph Hugh Dion. Hey, Joseph, where are you calling from? You look like you're walking downstairs. unmute. Hold on. He muted himself.
You also, you kind of look like Barron Trump. Have you guys seen those videos of Barron Trump singing? Have you guys seen those?
Are they real? I don't know.
No, they're not real, but they're so cool fake.
No, I think I have seen that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they'll have him sing it in a pop rock voice, and then they'll have him sing it in a country voice. And it's like, it's so crazy. It's so crazy to see that. He's doing American Idol, but the other one, America's Got Talent or whatever. Anyway, it's funny. I'm off on a tangent. So, Joseph, how are you, buddy?
Hey, Joseph, where are you calling from?
I'm good. How you doing? I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Wow.
Oh, cool. Nice. Yeah. What's your question, buddy?
So I'm in a relationship with this girl, and we definitely both love each other very much. I'm curious what you see, like, the trajectory of this is going, because it's kind of shaky right now because of communication. And I'm also wondering if you can maybe do a little bit of energy work on that as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's turning into her mother. And so makes sense to you? It does, right? Yeah. And so sometimes people do that. They turn into a family member that is projecting a lot of negativity. And so her mom is sort of that animal. And so she's just turning into her. So there's a certain energy thing I can do to pull the mothers. And this is happening with everybody, all you guys. I mean, anybody could have this happen. And it's not like you've done anything wrong to create it, but she's got her mother's higher selves, her mother's negative projections, her worry projections on her. And it's making her act out like her mom, And so, and so when you're with her, you don't feel like you're with her anymore. You feel like you're with her mother, So it's sort of like you don't go to the movies with your girl. You go to the movies with grandma, with her mother. Damn, this don't feel right, And so, but I'm just clearing this off. This will make it better. Now look how your chest got warm right then. See, you got really warm in your chest, light in your chest, light in your face, light all over your body. See, different feeling. You feel that?
Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that made complete sense too about her mother, because her mother's very strict on her and was kind of abusive to her as a kid.
Yeah, still is.
She comes from a very strict family. Yeah.
Crazy family. Crazy people. Mm-hmm. Yeah. but she has to get it. When she gets away from them, she'll be okay. But that's what you deal. That's what you're dealing with, buddy. And okay. But I cleared all the mess off, and so now I have less influence on the way she acts.
Yeah.
So you'll be able you'll be able to deal with her better. She does love you very much. So in case you're questioning that, but when she's turning into her mother, you look and you go, what are you saying? What are you doing? Why are you acting this way? Right. And so that's because she's turned into her, but I got rid of that. So now let's see what it does. Okay.
Thank you, Gary.
Hey, good luck. You. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Good luck. Thanks, buddy. There. I like him. I hope she straightens out. Right. That's crazy. When you find you're dating your wife's mother,
that's not good.
Right. You're going, I don't know. It don't feel quite right today. Anyway, there we go. Who are we talking to?
Michelle, did we lose you?
Oh my gosh, sorry. I was on mute again. I got Megan O'Reilly. Sorry about that. Hey, Megan, where are you calling from? Thanks for being so patient.
Thanks, Michelle. Hi, Gary. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, nice. what's your question, honey?
So I had also a previous relationship, and I have been no contact with that person for a little bit over a month. And I'm wondering if it's time for me to reach out now, and if so, what words I could say.
Where are they? In the same city or different city?
Different.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Different city. What city?
Overseas.
Okay. I just think the distance has you guys messed up.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me try to clear that. There we go. There. Now you feel warm, see? Yeah, you had sort of mojoed yourself with just misunderstanding because of distance. You know, you look really sweet and nice and kind and all that, but you're a control freak, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love how she's like, uh-huh.
Yeah. So what the hell are you thinking? You're trying to be a control freak about somebody who don't even live in this country. Mm-hmm. Well, how's that working?
It's not.
Okay. Well, you got two choices. Dump him. And I think you love him. So I don't think you want to dump him. So you got to not be a control freak.
Okay.
And if you're not, I think you can work it out because he's really sweet.
Yeah. What do you think about reaching out? Because I think one of us has to eventually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think if you reach out, you'll turn to stone. You know, so you don't want to turn to a rock. I'm being sarcastic. And so reach out if you want to talk to him. Quit playing these passive aggressive games. Right? Come to me, I love you. Go to hell, I'm angry. Come to me, I love you. Go straight to hell, I'm angry. Come to me, I love you. You know, you're wearing the floor out, walking backwards and forwards. You know, stop being passive aggressive. I would just, you know, I'd reach out.
Okay.
You know, thanks, reach out. And he's marketable. You do know that, right? I mean, do you know the guy can get a date?
Yes.
You don't want to hear me? You don't want to hear that.
I know.
I felt the claws come out right then, Michelle. Got real ugly. Got this ugly. Watch out. Ugly. Yeah. And that's all the claws come out. Yeah. So he can get a date. So you don't want to run him off all these times because he may run off. Mm-hmm. And somebody may snag him while he's run off. So chill out. Put your claws in, you know, and just be sweet to him because he's really a sweetheart. That's what I see.
I agree. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. In about 6 months, it gets better, whatever that means.
Thank you, Gary.
All right. Good luck. Good luck.
Patience. Love is patient. All right. Good. Thanks, Megan. It's beautiful anyways.
It feels weird. You know, it does feel weird when somebody – remember, Michelle, when I shipped Dean to Macedonia?
Yep.
you were like, I hate you, Dean, and I hate you, Gary, worse.
So, I was like, I'm kidding.
Yeah, talking about claws coming out.
But it all worked out in the end. Thank you.
Yeah. Nice little sweet Michelle, you know, group fangs, claws, you know.
Right.
Little science. Yeah. I hate you. I hate you, Gary. I hate you, Gary. I hate you. Anyway, I hate you, Dean, that's so as well. Funny.
Oh, the good old times.
Yeah. Everything's good.
Always fun.
I actually care less how long I'm going when I leave.
I'm like, when was the last time I saw you, honey? Like a month ago?
Yes, a month and a half ago.
Yeah. It's all good, though.
Oh, y'all do good. You really do good with that, though. You really do.
But yeah. She pretends like she does.
She does good. She does
it's
good.
All good now.
You know, I take up for Michelle. I always do.
Thank you, Gary. See?
I do. He was beating me up the other morning. He's like,
yeah.
You tell me how great you were and how I'm screwing stuff up. And I'm like, I don't want to hear the first thing he goes, I told
yeah,
you.
I woke up. I woke up. You know, when somebody wakes up at breakfast and they just go off on a tangent, you know, I was on a damn tangent.
Aww.
Yeah, I was singing you. I was singing your praises, Michelle. Anyway.
Thank you, Gary. I love you. Oh, I'm sending you love hearts.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love you too, honey.
Oh, I love you, honey.
You guys really do. You guys are in love. That's so sweet. Who are we talking to?
Gary. Yeah. Okay, I've got Rosie Stambeck. Rosie, how are you? It's good to see you. And let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, I'm calling from Vegas. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, girl. What's going on? What's your question?
I'm just looking, just wondering if I have another job coming soon. Looking for another job.
Two of them. I see you getting hired twice. So whatever this means, you get two jobs and all you need is one, you know. So, you know, keep applying whatever you're doing and it works. And you get more than one job at the same time, you know.
Oh,
and
then, okay.
and they both feel good, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, you're sort of overqualified for some things, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you fall into that, you're in that category. So I see you getting hired for something you're perfectly qualified for. And then I see you getting hired for something you're overly qualified for, but that one overpays you. So for some reason it pays great. So, you know, take the money is what I hear.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Rosie. Hope to see you soon.
Okay. You too.
All right. Bye.
Okay.
She's cool. I like her.
I do too. I do too. Yeah. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking
Thank
to, honey?
Gary. I've got Miss Carla Kupres, who's been very patient. Thank you, Miss Carla, for being with us. Where are you calling from today?
Florida.
Hey.
Michelle. I'm coming. If it gets if I have another cold snap, I'm coming down there with you.
There
Move
you go.
Over.
You're invited.
I'll come too.
Yeah.
You guys are invited.
Yeah.
Very. Yeah. That's perfect. You're in Port Charlotte, if I remember right. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Beautiful there. Beautiful there. And so what's your question, honey?
I have a couple of questions. I hurt my left leg, my knee. I have range of motion, and I don't know how I did it. And it's been like 4 weeks, and some days it eases up a little bit. Other days it's really bad.
Mm-hmm. Let me go to the dimension where I heal legs. I've been healing my leg for a year. And so I got better at it too. Here we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. There we go. Did it get warm?
My feet did.
Good. Okay.
Feet.
All right. Hang
my
on.
My back. My back is getting warm.
Okay, good. All right. Let me mess with it for a minute. let me play. I'm just turning the lights on down there. There we go. There we are. Oh, here we are. Now look how it feels.
My back up my neck. Yeah, I'm feeling a little tingle in my knee.
Okay, hang on. Oh, there we go. How about now?
My feet are getting real hot.
Good. Okay, good. Okay, hang on. How about now?
My whole body is getting, my arms, everything's getting hot. My back, up my neck. And
okay, great.
And my left leg is getting warmer.
Good.
And my feet are getting hot.
Yeah, good. Hang on. There we go. How about now?
Skin better, yeah.
There we go. And the pain sort of subsided, right?
Yeah.
Different feeling.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
There you go.
And my second question is I've lost 60 pounds, and I'm on blood pressure medicine, and I don't know if my blood pressure medicine is... if that's not regulated, But my concern is because I'm on blood pressure, and that I ended up in the hospital about a year and a half ago. They thought I was having a stroke. So I get real rattled. My question is I feel like there's a lot of pressure in my head and there's like a burning. Is something going on with me?
I feel like that you, I think you maybe go dance around your doctor again, and I feel like that they may change your meds up a little. Okay? And so
Okay.
that's what I see. But it feels like there's a.
It's like there's pressure and then burning and
Yeah, I feel like they may change your medications with the blood pressure, and then you'll feel better. So.
okay. And please, one last question is Mike's having some medical issues and that can and if there's anything else I need clearing, if you can
I
clear my
did it.
body, clear everything.
Yeah.
Is Mike's having some medical issues. When we get back to Chicago, he might have to have two surgeries and that. Could you clear him up?
Yeah, I just cleared his heart, you know. There we go. Now he got real bright there. Perfect. Okay. There. Good luck. Okay.
Thank you so much. And Michelle Dean, thank you so much. Gary, and thank you. I miss you guys. I really do. I can't
Oh.
wait to see you
Oh.
guys. I really need to see you guys.
Perfect. All right.
Oh.
Well, we'll be doing retreats and things. I'm getting better, really much better, much faster. You know, most of the time people don't understand what it's like to have a leg wound that won't heal. That's a leftover from COVID due to circulation for me. And now it's actually healing, but we went through tremendous processes to get that to work, and it's working, so that's good. And so I'm getting better every day. So there we go. All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you. Really
Hey,
appreciate it.
good luck. Good luck, honey. She's sweet.
Oh, my God.
You know, when I was going through that, how about now? How about now? How about now? I didn't explain what I was seeing in my head because it was so complicated. But it's actually part of this new dimension where I can clear it. And when I do, things get really better, really fast. And but it's very complicated. It's way out in the cosmos. And this is that new dimension that I'm working with, which has to do with the dimension of death or tremendous illness. And so, but I was working with that and clearing that dimension and pulling her energy through there, out of there, and above it. And so, and when I finally got her above it, then she lit all up. It took a minute though. So there we go. All right, who we got?
Michelle, are you muted again?
Michelle disappears.
Michelle is muted and she thinks she's talking to us.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I was talking. I was on mute. I was gonna say, hey Ben, where are you calling from? Thanks for being so patient.
Coming from British Columbia, Canada.
Oh
Oh,
wow, thank you
nice.
so much. How are you?
Fantastic. Got a question for you, Gary.
Okay.
The woman I'm seeing right now, is she the right one?
Yes.
Where do you see
And
that going?
notice your hands got warm then?
Yes.
Okay, that just means I told you the truth. When your hands like go, like they pulsate, like with
Yeah.
warmth, like yours just did. See, I'm an empath, so I feel everything in my body that you got going on in yours, and
Yes.
or everybody's got going on. And so that pulsation of light just means that's the truth. So I think you're with the one you're supposed to be with. You know, are you patient enough to make it happen? I think so. You know,
Yes.
yeah, I think so. Feels good.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
Can you clear my energy at the same time? And maybe
Yeah.
hers?
Yeah, there you go. Are you going? Where are you going? You got a trip planned?
A planned trip in May for June with
Oh, okay.
Katie and the others.
Oh, it feels really great. Whatever that is y'all are doing. What is that one? It feels really good.
It's an event for the Global Information Network with Megan and all the others.
Oh, okay. It feels really good. Anyway, I love whatever you guys are doing in May. You guys look on the calendar because it feels good.
Perfect,
Yeah.
thank you.
Good. All
That's
right.
all I
Thank
had.
you, Ben.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Take care of
Good
yourself.
luck. Safe
You
travels.
too. Thank you.
Right.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey,
That's so cool.
I like him.
Yeah.
What we got? What we got, Michelle?
Okay, Gary, I've got Lauren. Thank you, Lauren, for being so patient. Go ahead and unmute and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, hey.
A lot of Canadians. A lot of Canadians, eh? You know?
Hey. That's right, eh? It's snowing tonight.
Hey.
Oh, wow. Snowing.
Just fresh like your hair, Gary.
Oh, is that? Oh, good.
That's
good,
how pure and white it is.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I got a new curl. You. I got a new Jerry curl in my do. I like it. What do you think?
Looking good.
Good. All right. And so what's your question again?
Well, today is my grandma's birthday, so I was very sentimental. She was very, like, I just miss her so much. She would be 117 today.
Wow. Happy.
Yeah. Birthday. Very old. She died about 25 years ago. So yeah, I just wanted to connect with her.
What's her name?
Julia.
I'm hearing chatter. I hear her talking. And so she's there. What's her sister's name?
Oh my God, Sally.
Was Sally a hoot?
Yeah, Sally's a hoot. And Sally's daughter just passed away. My cousin Denise. So I was wondering, maybe there's a connection there with all of them.
I think so. And they said you should have kept her down there. You know, or they said, or send her the other way. They don't care.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, but they're just being funny. I heard all the chatter. That's what they do, right? They just kind of make fun of each other. Yeah. Well, anyway, yeah. Sally's just laughing and carrying on. I see her daughter made it to heaven. She said, "Believe it or not," you know. And so, but they're doing good. They're doing good. And I see your granny. You know, she says she appreciates you. And she checks on you. And she's asking, "Did you ever learn how to cook?"
Oh my God. Wow. Yeah, she was an amazing cook. I've been practicing. I've been really trying. But we used to always have Sunday dinners and sit beside her. And
she would be sarcastic, like, "Lord, girl, can't you? You couldn't boil water," she says. And so, but anyway, so that's
so
her.
True.
Yeah, she loves you. She's happy. She just says hi. She's doing good. Doing good. She thanks you for asking about her.
Oh. Thank you. Yeah, I really need those angels on the other side. So
yeah, I see a little ring. She's twiddling a ring. You know, I don't know if you have one of her rings or what it is or what's she talking about. Do you know?
My mom has her wedding ring. She lost her watch. On the bus, I was supposed to inherit her watch, and she lost that. But so yeah, but she was always with her hands, and I'm actually sitting in her chair. So I would sit on her lap in this chair.
Oh, she wants, maybe get the ring from her mother. From your mother, rather.
From my mother, yeah.
Your mother, you know. And so, yeah, because she just likes the idea of you having it, I think. So there we go.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, she loves you. Good luck, honey.
Love you
Good
guys, luck. Too. Thank you so much. Thank you, Michelle.
Good job, Gary.
Yeah, Sally stuck it. And Sally. Yeah, and Sally stuck her tongue out at you. She's like, "Nah." She's funny. There we go. Good luck, okay?
Good job, Gary. Aww. That's awesome.
That's so cool. Who we got?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Ryan. Ryan, we miss you. We love you. Can't wait to see you soon. I know he's calling from Vegas.
Beautiful in Las Vegas, baby.
Yeah, we're all going to get together soon.
Hey, Gary. Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, very much. Hey, Gary, just a couple of things. First of all, you know, my job that I'm in, it's just been so weird. We kind of got sold off to another company. So I just want you to look at that and just see what you think of the future. Is if it's something that I should be just holding on for the crazy ride, or is it something I need to
move? I see you getting, you know, I see you getting a better position at the position, you know. So there's a promotion or something coming right up if you just stay where you are.
Sounds good.
Yeah, are you expecting one?
No, not really. It's a new company though, so a lot of changes happen really fast.
Yeah, I just see you getting, you're going to get something that's more desirable and more money.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, yeah, but all you got to do is just stay put and it'll happen, okay?
All right, sounds great. One more thing. I've got this ailment that I've been working on, and I just want you to know, just want you to see if you think it's something I will be able to fix myself, or do you think I'm going to need medical treatment for it?
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what it is or not?
Yeah, sure. It's a cyst. It's a cyst I've been working on.
Give me a minute.
I know it has to do with emotional trauma from my past and all that stuff, and I've been working all the shadow work too. So yeah, I've been doing a lot of work on it. Just want to see if I just continue.
I think so. It looks better now.
Okay, excellent.
There. Yeah, see how you got all hot?
Oh yeah, I'm starting to sweat right now.
Yeah, good. There we are. Yeah, you just had a lack of light around that, and now you don't. So there we go. See what happens. Okay.
Oh, I feel great. Thank you. Appreciate
you. By the way, Gary, Ryan was the one that gave you that really amazing organite pyramid thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Have it? Can birthday. You show it?
Oh, it's like right over there.
It's right. It's on the other side of your TV, Gary, that you're looking at.
Yeah, I can't reach it, but I can see it. It's amazing. It's
okay. Oh my God.
Thank you for that.
You're absolutely welcome. And that little one, there was also a second one. So that little one that I gave, it's a handheld one. If you look at it, it has actually some of the sand from the 2024 World Peace Mandela that the priest did.
From Vegas.
I'll put that in there for you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Thank
you're very
you.
Welcome.
Yeah, I love that thing. I love this thing, this pyramid thing. I don't know, what do you call it?
It's an organite.
Of course it is. Right.
Well, obviously that one I made for you is a healing one. It's very special, dedicated to healing. You know, the centerpiece is the golden healer. So that's that centerpiece of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's great. It's great. I want to show it to everybody, but I can't get it. That's okay.
Hey, Michelle, yours is always almost done.
Oh, my God. Thank you. I'm so spoiled. I love you. Thank you so much.
So you make these.
Yeah. Yeah. I put a lot of heart and soul into them, and they're amazing. They're just a positive energy generator. They always just continuously generate positive energy forever.
Oh, here we go.
You have positive energy too. So with your energy, amazing. Oh.
There it is.
Oh, there it is. Yay.
It's got crystals in it.
Yep.
It's got crystals in it.
Lapis lazuli. Yep. Smoky quartz.
So much thought into it, too.
Yeah, this thing's freaky.
Gary, he's making me one for my birthday, so I'm so excited.
Yep.
Yeah, when I hold it, I get really hot. Mm-hmm. So it actually brings in light and healing. And, and it enhances your ability to hear your angels. You know, wow. Like my angels are saying, can you hear us? Can you hear us? I'm like, yeah, really clear.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because golden healer, that divine healing. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. That thing works. Yeah. I played with it for about an hour the other day.
I love like, it. I love it.
You know, yeah. And I couldn't figure out all the stuff it was doing. And then I heard it, and then I heard it talking to me, and I had to take a phone call.
Yep, there it is. Yep.
That's cool. So awesome.
Yep.
Wow. I could feel that one. Wow.
And then that's elite shungite in there, that black stuff. It's elite shungite. Very powerful.
That's very powerful.
Keeps yeah, my face gets hot when I put it down.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it makes my face hot. There we are.
Ryan, everybody's asking. They want one too. So you can put your credentials in the chat feed. They would love to order something from you. Okay.
Yeah, because they actually work. You know, yeah. I mean, a lot of times people make stuff and send me things and stuff, and I'm like, that's pretty cool. But your thing actually does something, you know, and it actually works. I mean, when you spin it, you kind of spin it clockwise and it does more.
Yep. And then there's actually a light too. You can put on the light that I sent you and it'll light it up.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, mm-hmm. Of course it will. There we go. I never know. I am the stupidest gifty person in the world. I get all these gifts and they do all these cool things, and I'm an ignorant person. And Michelle always tells me how to use everything.
I love it. I'm glad you like it. I'm glad you like it.
I love it. I love it. Everybody should get one. And so you put your stuff in the chat so you can get, if they can get one from you or buy them from you.
Thank you. And Ryan, yeah, if you could put it in the chat. If not, you guys can always call me since everybody knows my number.
Everybody knows Michelle.
Yep. I'll hook you up with Ryan.
I appreciate you guys. Appreciate everybody.
Thank you. Thank
This
you.
one, the little key, I don't know what it's significant of for you, but it actually, this is a door opener. So it opens doors. And so
Feed
if your
your
doors are,
soul.
what's that?
Feed your soul.
Oh, to your soul. Okay. But I see, which makes sense. Today I did this meditation. I was like, what meditation do I need to do, God? And he gave me this key, and all these doors opened, that were soul doors. And I didn't even know this thing did that. And so, but just now
Wow.
I'm piddling with it, and I'm figuring out it does. So that's
Okay, I
really
definitely
cool.
want one too.
Yeah, that works. That's a good thing. Anyway, there we go. Nice. Thanks,
Yay.
buddy. Thank you.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Thanks,
Thank
Ryan.
you. Thank
We're
you.
gonna get together soon. I'll call you.
Absolutely.
All
Absolutely.
right. Bye.
I get high looking at this thing. I really do. It's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm looking down at it.
I'm
I'm
so
getting
glad
high.
you got it.
Oh, me too.
Oh.
Who are we talking to, girl?
Gary, we've got Aaron. Aaron Wong, we love you, Aaron. We miss you so much. Where are you calling from now?
Hey,
Where are
guys.
you today? Are you in California?
Yeah, I'm in LA.
Oh, good. You didn't get affected by the fires or anything, did you?
No, I was actually in Vegas at that time.
Hey.
Yeah, so yeah. Hi, Gary. I like your hair.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. What's your
You look like a
question?
little
What's going on?
marshmallow.
I feel like one. What's your question?
Oh, I'm actually kind of in a funk. I'm hoping that you can kind of pull me out of it. I felt like I couldn't really sleep well, and there's a lot of like weird energy going on.
Yeah, I see it. Again, it has to do with this bigger, gigantic dimension way up in the cosmos. And I'm just now clearing through this for you. There we go. There we are. And I'm floating you up out of that mess. There we go. There. Look how you feel now. See? There.
Yeah, I think I'm coming back to. I feel like a lot of higher selves is missing too. I feel like I'm in the
Yeah, I got them
daze.
back. I got them back. Yeah. So there we go.
Okay.
That's so you'll feel normal now. See, your legs are getting warm, back of your neck's warming up. I see you starting to sweat, So
Yeah. And how's my job? Well, they're kind of starting to lay off people, and I'm giving me a little worry.
I think you're good there, but I think they're all crazy. They're kind of nutty right now, right?
Yeah, everybody's like scrambling and stuff, so.
Yeah, they about can't fire you because of the job position you have.
Okay.
They kind of have to close the whole thing down if they fire you.
Yeah, I do not lo know a lot of stuff.
Right.
So.
Yeah, so that's kind of job security as I see it.
Thank you, thank you. And can you send some light to my friend Jose? Like he's having like a weird constipation and some inflammation in his pancreas and liver. He said he couldn't find out what's going on.
There we go. Better. Better. It was complicated what I just did, so I can't explain it. I just did it. Okay.
Okay, yeah, it felt really complicated.
Yeah,
So.
it was. It was a very complicated block, and now he'll feel better. Mainly going back to father. Where's his father?
Oh, I don't know. He only mentions his mother. I don't know where his father is.
Okay, there we are. That's the issue. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate the
Hey.
help.
Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
Aaron.
you.
I
Thank you,
love you. Miss
Michelle.
you.
Thank you,
You're
Dee.
welcome.
Thank you, Aaron.
Oh, you just love him.
Yeah, he's great. Who are we
Yep.
talking to?
Thank you, Gary. I've got Mike Alejandro Lovato, and then I can't read the rest of it. I hope I said that right. Hi, Mike. How
Oh,
are you? It's good to see you
wow.
again. Oh, yeah, this is the guy that had the smile.
Yeah, the
Where are you
great
calling from
vibe,
again?
great energy guy. Yes.
Yeah.
You remember me.
Yes,
Wow.
we remember you, but where were you from again? I know you're in a different country.
No, same place, same place.
Oh, where?
In Colombia, Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah, that's what I meant, like out of
Yeah.
state, Colombia. Well, welcome
Yeah.
back.
Yeah, and what's your question?
Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, Michelle.
Yes. Thank you.
Actually, I was chatting with my friend. So I have been feeling a little bit tired or a little bit emotional drained, because I have some issues, I have some tasks to do throughout my day, throughout my life. You know, leadership, you know, you have responsibilities for in your businesses. So I have been feeling a little bit tired.
Okay. Well, you're feeling also tired because you're naturally slipping up into this higher dimension. This dimension makes you sleepy. You were like so sleepy and so tired. And so, and it's kind of like you'll just go into this dimension and you'll find yourself even falling asleep for a minute, you know? And so this is okay to take these little naps, these little cat naps, if you can get away with it. But you just let yourself go into the dimension, hang out in there for a little while with your nap, and then come out, and you're going to be feeling a lot better. You almost have to go with it because it's relentless, and you're just going to go to sleep, you know? And so it's just the space you're in, but you're most high, real high evolved people are going through this right now. But you have that going on. And remember, Dean, before the show, you had it going on.
Oh, yeah. I told Garris, I'm going to go to sleep. I won't be on the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. And so, but it's like that. And I come in and out of it every day, you know, so I'm just telling you, that's what you got going. But there we go. Now I got you above it, and it'll be a little easier for you now. There you go. See, back your neck's warm now. Feel it?
Well.
Yeah, good. You'll be all right.
Actually, I am part of the Global Information Network also. Many friends here, many members. Mm-hmm. And
fantastic.
During the training with Kevin, I'm feeling, I have been feeling sleepy. So
okay, you see what I'm saying? Well, the reason, I mean, that makes a lot of sense to me. That makes a lot of sense to me because he was hanging out with me through Christmas, and we would go to talk about something and wake up an hour later in front of a fireplace. You know what I mean? And so because we just kept on getting sucked into, we were in this higher vortex of light where you just fall asleep, and so but when you come out of it, you feel energized, you feel light. You feel more enlightened. And so, and when you're around someone who has that kind of natural thing in that space, you know, they walk through the room and you fall out, you just get sleepy, you know?
Yeah.
And
you're correct.
Yeah. If you're around him in person, that's what's going on. I have that same thing that happens. And so I know about it. But it was really crazy because we finally were like, well, you know, we may not even ever talk, you know, because we just keep falling asleep. And so, but that's what that is. So that's it. See, people that can, you go up. You can go up into this higher dimension these days. If you meditate a little bit, imagine yourself going higher, and you'll move into so much light that it'll really heal you up. And so there you are. You're in it right now. See, the back of your neck got hot. See, the back of your neck got hot. Your face got warm. You see, you got it. And so, and so that's what you have going. So realize it's a dimensional thing. You hadn't lost your mind, and you're not a narcoleptic, you know, but you're not just falling asleep. But you have this thing going where you're in a higher dimension and it's healing you. And so that's what you got. Okay.
All right.
All right. Perfect. Please.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
good luck. Appreciate you. You'll feel better
Thank
now.
You, Mike.
Mike. Love, love, love you, Michelle. Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. We love you too.
Yeah. Who are we talking to?
Very cool. Michelle? Thank you so much, Gary. Okay. So I have the Valentina. Sorry. Hold on 1 second. I have to get back to her. Valentina, where is she? There she is, Valentina Latore. Hi, Valentina. Thank you so much for being so patient. Where are you calling from, beautiful?
Hi, good evening. I'm calling from Peru, Lima, Peru.
Peru? Hey. Oh, wow. Thank you. Oh, yes. Peru. By the way.
I want to go to Peru. I so bad want to go to Peru.
Peru.
Do.
Yeah, that's
amazing energy. Oh. And I have a question. It's about I was talking with myself these days, and I was saying to myself, what do you need to miracles happen in your life? And a thought came to my head, and I heard faith. And
yes.
Do you have to believe in your
dreams? Yeah, you have to believe in your dreams, absolutely.
Yeah, and I was thinking, how do I believe when I don't see the things happening? And how do I increase my level of believing?
Well, you just go ahead and do it, you know, and use your imagination muscle, you know. So you imagine mm-hmm. your dream. Like, what is your dream? Tell me something you'd want to dream up. A new house, a new car, a new job, a new relationship. What are you looking for?
Money.
Money. Okay. Yeah. So imagine in your mind's eye it raining money, just big old piles of money. It's raining them all over you. Well, now it really is. See, you see them? Can you see that?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's how you do it. But you just imagine it first, and then you'll start to see it. And so, because it was really easy for me to turn that on, now I see a big giant pile of money around you, and another pile, and another pile, and another pile. Mm-hmm. So you're actually manifesting money now. Is that easy for you? Good luck. Okay.
Thank you, Valentina. Good luck. I have a little bit.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Oh, you got to unmute again.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I have a question. It's about my purpose. It's like I can see my purpose, but I feel that there's something. Maybe you can help me to clear that something. I don't know what.
Is that what you're feeling is a block in there? I just went way up in this dimension. I cleared it. There you go. I got it.
There. Yes.
Yeah, so you feel warm all over. Your face got real warm. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah.
There Thank you go. You.
Yeah, now you Thank got all you that so cash, much. And you just manifested cash. And so there we go. Y'all piggybacked.
I got hot.
Yeah, that's because you piggybacked off her, and you got some cash too.
Thank you. Yay. Thank you, Valentina. Thank you, Gary.
Thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Good luck, honey. Good luck.
Okay. I just have one more, Gary, if that's okay.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I've got Erica. Hey, Erica, thank you for being so patient. Where are you calling from? Oh, go ahead and unmute. Sorry.
There we go. I'm calling from Tampa, Florida.
Oh, okay. All right, honey. What's your question? Beautiful eyes.
Thank you. Well, 2 weeks ago, my mom and I were on a trip, and we got news that my dad suddenly passed away while we were gone. And my dad was always very healthy, so we don't know really what happened. And we were even considering pursuing like a wrongful death suit because it just didn't make sense. I know he had gotten off a certain medication at one point, like a few days before. I'm just wondering like what you see specifically happened. And also just like what he was thinking in those moments. My dad was also a medium, so he had a gift as well with that. And I know that he always believed on the other side. He always lived a lot by that. So I was just wondering like what you see.
Well, I see him and he says he loves you. He grabs your hand. See how warm your hand got right then?
Yes.
You feel that? That's crazy, huh? And so he's that close in to you. He says, and he's just saying, tell her how much I love her. And he's right there. he had a heart problem.
Yes.
And so did he have heart trouble?
No, I mean, it was weird because certain medications he took had that side effect. That's why we were looking into that, because otherwise he's always a very healthy person until he started taking these medications and he got off of one because he was feeling so off on it.
Okay, but that's what it was. Okay.
Okay.
So I just see that's what happened to him. Okay.
And there's also like a lot of discord with a significant other. It's just been very tumultuous since all this happened. I'm wondering if you could just, you know, clear our energy because it's been making this a lot harder.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She's crazy. I just cleared it, you know, so there, that'll be a little lighter for you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck. Thank you, Erica. Good luck. He said he loves you and your mom. He loves y'all.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah. He loves you. He's good.
Good luck.
Oh, who are we talking to? You said we got one more. You got one more. You got somebody. Who is it?
You're so good, Gary. Okay, I've got Jody. Jody just wanted to get in there. Hey, Jody, how are you?
Oh, doing? There we are.
Hey, buddy. Oh, hey. How you doing?
Hey, my darling. Hey, what's your question, honey?
A couple quick ones. When do you see me making it finally to Florida?
I heard. Well, thank God I heard now.
Well, soon, I guess.
Yeah, now would be soon, but I think it's like you're in the glide. You know, you're in.
Yeah,
the, you're,
I was just there, and it was lovely, and you know.
Yeah, so I think you
know what you need to do to get there.
Yeah, I can feel the wind. I feel the Florida wind on your face. I do, and I smell the air. And so I think you're in the zone now. It'll happen real quick.
Okay, and then I need another employee. So I think my one that was working for me just recently, I think she just got engaged. And so she is moving to San Diego next week. And so she goes, I'm sorry, I won't be back. I'm moving to San Diego next week. I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks for the notice. So I'm working on getting people. I'm interviewing people. So do you see, I interviewed one guy today and then I got a couple of people next week. What do you think?
Well, I see you getting two good people at one time.
Okay. Well, so, I need two people.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. Yeah. And so I see you getting two, not one, but two.
Okay. And, I normally don't have men. What do you think about the dude?
I like him. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I like him. I think you'll like him. And I think he'll like you. Feels good. I see you getting two good ones at once. So there we are. Thank God.
Good. I need help because it's like I can't work without people. It's really hard.
No, it's really hard. Well, now you got a couple coming. So God heard you. God's answering your prayer.
Yeah. Awesome. And then interesting, when you were talking to the woman about her autistic child, I just got so hot.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Well, you help facilitate that energy. When you feel that heat, then your gifts are actually helping the cause. And so that particular thing I did there to help that autistic kid was bring in this God consciousness that's from a really high space. This is a space where I see you, you visit me, I visit you all the time. And I saw you in there earlier in the week. And so, and wishing me well. And so, and I saw you, and so I just see you looking really, I see you bright, you look good. So there.
I think about you every day and I pray for you every day.
Thank you. Thank you, honey. I'm good.
How about my dad? I haven't talked to him for a while. You see him? How's he doing?
Well, he's with somebody. Oh, he's with his brother. The one from Vegas, I guess it was.
Okay. Yeah, he'd been there. Yeah, it was Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, that's who it is. Yeah. Aww. I remember seeing him before, but I see him with him. So there we are.
Oh, right. Nice. Yeah. Hope good to luck. See you soon. I love you a lot. Thank you so much.
Jordy, love you.
Too.
Love Tear you. Thanks, Michelle.
You. Thanks, honey.
And Gary, you were right. You said one more, and it besides Jody, it's actually Dora. She just has a testimonial about what you said about her her husband, boyfriend. What was it that just passed away? And she said you were right. So is it okay if I just put her on so we can just let her know so she could just tell you she's a testimonial?
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. Oh, Dora, can you start? Oh, wait, there you are. Add spotlight. Okay. Uh-oh, what happened? Where's Gary?
Hey.
I probably did that by accident, Michelle.
Okay. You got him? You put him back on?
I'll put Gary back on.
Okay. Hey, Dora. Go ahead and unmute. And where are you calling from today?
Vegas.
Yay, Vegas. We're going to have to see you soon.
Yes, I want to see you, Michelle. I don't want to start crying.
It's okay, honey.
And Bob died suddenly on Christmas Eve. And 2 weeks later, you told me that it was his heart. And I found out this week he had a massive heart attack. So you were exactly right. Oh. His main artery and his heart bursted open.
Yeah, he would have died if he'd have been in the emergency room. In other words, like there was nothing that could have, you know, really saved that. And so
I just want to tell you thank you because you told me he was doing fine.
He's doing really good. He's now looking good. He's young looking, good looking guy. You know,
yeah.
He said he loved you. He says, thank you for everything. He says, you made life beautiful always. And he said, and he just sends you love. He loves you. He loves you, loves you, loves you, loves you. And he keeps saying it over and over.
love him too so much, and I miss him so much.
Oh, well, he's sending you lots of love. He's just projecting lots of light to you.
Thank
okay.
you.
There
Thank
we go, honey. There we
Thank
go.
You, Dora.
I get hot
Thank
from him.
you. I love you. Yes, he was a sweetheart. Everybody loved him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's good now. He's good. He's all right.
Okay. Good.
He said everything went back together, including his heart. He's like, you know, he's a joker. He was just
yes,
joking.
He is. He is a joker.
Yeah, he's all good. Honey, he's good.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Dora.
Thank
we'll
you.
See
sorry.
You soon, okay?
Thank
we'll get
you,
we'll get
bye.
Together.
All right.
Bye. Bye. Vegas, Gary, you got to come to Vegas. You got so many people here in Vegas, and we all
I know.
Come here.
I'm coming. I'm coming. I really am. Yeah, I look forward to travel. I look forward to going somewhere, and so that'd be good. I was thinking about it yesterday. Anyway, well, thank you guys for tapping in. I appreciate you so much. I love you so much. Be a part of my Enlightenment Club. Join us every Wednesday for the energy clearing, spiritual masterclasses, and we're doing more of the stuff we always do. Thank you for bearing with me while I've been sick for a year, you know, with my leg, but now it's getting a lot better, and so I can run around a little bit. And so thank you guys so much. If you want a private reading, I am doing a few private readings, and you can call me up. It's really easy. You can call Niels, 800-827-GARY, 800-827-4279, or log on to GarySpivey.com, leave a message, and we'll call you back. And so
And happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Yeah, then that's coming. That's happening. When is Valentine's Day?
Friday.
Friday.
14th.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That was my mother's birthday.
That is your mother. Yeah, they were saying happy birthday to her on the feed. So, yes, happy birthday to Miss Eunice.
Yeah.
Mom Eunice.
She smiles. She smiles. I always would shower her with roses on her birthday. I would get her, you know, dozens and dozens. Remember that, Dino?
Yep. Always. Oh. Minimum 2 dozen roses.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, depending on where we were. I get these big old giant great roses. And so she's like, there, I just gave her some in heaven.
Oh,
that's so perfect. Good. And so keep in mind your people on the other side. You can also give them gifts from yourself from here. You can just project it to them. Think about it. It'll occur over there for them. Anyway, I love you guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for tapping in. And I'll see you real soon.
Thank you.